Module 11, When to Seek Extra Help. Sometimes our anxiety can be too overwhelming to settle by ourselves. We have to learn what our limit is and how we must handle it on our own. Self-help methods and techniques are a great way to try and manage our anxiety and anxiety symptoms. But sometimes we have to realize when we need help from others and when to seek extra guidance in order to help ourselves. Feeling overwhelmed. Anxiety symptoms can be exhausting and can take a toll on us mentally and physically. While managing our anxiety is no easy task, it should not feel so overwhelming that we cannot function in our everyday lives. Anxiety can grow and grow if not handled properly, which can only make us begin to feel worse about our problems rather than seeking help for them. Sometimes the help from family and friends may not be enough to ease our symptoms and will need to be handled by a professional. When to seek help, if symptoms are too big to solve yourself, if there are too many issues to deal with at once, if anxiety is keeping you from functioning as normal. Physical changes. When we feel anxious, our minds and senses are constantly changing, but anxiety can cause physical changes in ourselves as well. Anxious feelings cause our heart to beat faster, which in turn makes our blood flow faster, causing shortness of breath, profuse sweating, or butterflies in our stomach. It heightens our senses so that every little change around us is exaggerated and made to appear bigger than it is. These somewhat random symptoms become habits over time, and we are not able to control them any longer. Most importantly, anxiety can make us feel more fatigued and exhausted over time, since we are constantly putting all of our energy into trying to manage or avoid our anxiety. Changes such as these cannot be managed until the source of the anxiety is managed, which may require additional help. Sample physical changes include rapid heartbeat, rush of adrenaline, increased sweating, fatigue or exhaustion. Unable to work or function. As we've said before, some anxiety or nervousness is normal and healthy in many cases. However, when these feelings overcome us so much that we are unable to perform our normal duties or simple tasks, then we know it has become a problem. Anxiety can alert us to danger or help us make better decisions, but when it interferes with making any decision or with making everyday choices, the anxiety has taken over. No matter how much we tell ourselves we are managing our symptoms, if we are at the point where we cannot work or play as normal, then the anxiety is managing us, and we must seek additional help and guidance to get them under control. Panic attacks. Panic attacks are very common with anxiety problems. Symptoms usually peak very quickly and can be very intense, such as shortness of breath or a rapid heartbeat. Generally, these attacks are very scary and have serious symptoms, but they do not cause immediate health implications and are not life-threatening. But sometimes panic attacks can become so severe that they become debilitating and stop us in our tracks. The symptoms can be so severe that we create other problems such as choking, nausea, fatigue, or fainting. This prevents us from functioning as normal. These type of panic attacks need to be evaluated by your doctor and will need to be possibly treated with medications or remedies. Recognize symptoms of a panic attack: rapid heartbeat or pulse, shallow breathing, gasping or choking, dizziness, muscle pain or spasms, fatigue or restlessness. Case study. Linda routinely suffered from a fear of crowded places and would often have a minor panic attack when she was in a crowded room of the office, such as the cafeteria or the lobby. Since her office only had a few people in it, she could normally retreat there and calm herself. But her manager informed her that they were expanding the department and were bringing in more employees into the office. Linda instantly became more anxious at the thought of more people coming in. She began to feel ill and worried constantly about how she was going to cope. Over time, Linda became more fatigued and had trouble focusing on her assignments. The day before the big move-in, her coworker suggested she take the day off and seek some help from her doctor. Linda agreed and decided she needed to seek additional help if she was going to be able to function in her own office space.